You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Indeed, it is that time of the week. We focus a lens, shall we say, on all the happenings to do with marijuana in New Zealand and a little bit on abroad. I guess the topic on our tongue is the medical march on the weekend was a raging success by all accounts.
Well, I think it was.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, g'day.
So I'm sorry, I'm joined by Chris Fowley of Normal, I should say.
That was awesome. We had a couple of hundred people, maybe 250, I don't know, something like that. But it was enough to take over Queen Street for
enough,
the day.
Yeah, enough to walk right onto the street and no police escort needed. It was all chill.
All asked for.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really colourful, noisy, got in all the news, made a bit of an impact. And mostly gives people hope, gives people a bit of inspiration.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
there's some powerful speeches.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. It was really good.
And for everyone who comes to something like that, I mean, most people that I talked to had never been to a protest before, let alone walk down the street or anything. So it's really empowering for people like that. It's quite freaky, you know,
Right,
it's a big deal. You're kind of outing yourself in a way.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah. It was a really good vibe, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was nice. So who was the Green speaker? She was cool.
Julianne Genta.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was interesting because she was from California and she was speaking of how it's like there, and obviously she's just probably pulling her hair out how stupid and everything is at the moment.
Could be a bit of that,
of
frustration. But she's working on a private members bill to properly legalise and regulate medical cannabis and stuff, so that's going to be really interesting. They want to get that into the ballot before the election, you know, and have something to campaign on. So this is just awesome. We find ourselves in this position where the political parties are actually fighting to have the best policy. Everyone except National. It seems, but Labour seems to have given their candidates the go-ahead to just speak their mind, and several candidates have said some really amazing things, particularly Jinan, who's running in North Harbour against Paula Bennett.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, former prosecutor in the North Shore Drug Court and believer that the war on drugs is lost and we've got to legalise and regulate. And we had the same thing down in Nelson with the candidate down there. So, you know, previous elections, it's always been they've been tripping over themselves to run away, you know, and deny and hide and that. And now it's like times have changed.
This year does feel unique. It does feel unique in that sense. I guess, I think it must just be global pressure. You know, like there's only so long you can sit around and go, fuck it. Okay, let's, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, this whole medical thing has happened since the last election, you know, and I think their own polling just shows how strong that support is. You know, even among National Party voters, you've still got 60-70% support. So, you know, they can't be in denial about that and hope to actually win.
Right on. Yeah, it's, yes.
Opportunities Party, does that, you know, do we have a little...
A what?
It kind of links nicely with that. Gareth Morgan and his Opportunities Party.
What's his buzz?
Well, so it turns out they've done some polling. Now, what was the story? It was, since we're doing the media thing, this is actually published. It was in the Herald. There you go. Morgan cannabis plan sparks Greens warning. And the Greens basically warning, hey, these guys are never going to get in, so, you know, you're wasting your time voting for them. But that's politics, I guess. The key point for me is it's another political party that is on our side now. So what Gareth Morgan's done is they've done all this polling and touring around the country, having meetings and things, and he said the biggest thing that young people were coming to him about, particularly young people, was legalising cannabis. So they weren't actually going to have that as one of their key policies, and now they are.
See, listen, people, if you yell loud enough, shit happens. You just got to be passionate.
So true.
I see here on Maori television, just another one for that hemp growing. Marijuana growers on the East Coast are being encouraged to turn their green fingers to much more legal commercial activity of growing hemp, and it may be more profitable. And then there's that nice little video of a bunch of dudes caning out a whole heap of hemp. Is that weed though, or is that hemp? Looks very
hemp buds.
Yeah, right.
You know, it does look the same. The old hemp flower tops. Smells the same. Looks the same. It's all
this one. This one. Yeah, right. It does look very similar to the untrained eye, I guess. But This one is a big one because it would directly tackle our dairy scenario and how we're fucking rivers, because there was a report recently on another one. Every time a report comes out about our rivers, it's like you just hang your head and it's horrific.
Yeah, hemp's a great mop crop. It soaks up all that excess nitrogen that the dairy farmers are all putting everywhere.
Even so if you could do like a
half and half?
Yeah, do hemp on the borders or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what they do overseas. Use it as a border crop. Yeah, it helps other crops grow. So it's part of the mix. But what these guys on the East Coast are looking at particular, it's something that needs a lot of labour, and you have, it's one of those areas that has kind of higher unemployment than other places.
Right.
But, you know, they want to get into the medical side of hemp, which is growing hemp for its cannabinoids that aren't THC. So you stay within those hemp laws and can grow a broad acre on a farm, grow it to the horizon, you know, grow as much as you want, and you're just gathering all those other cannabinoids together.
But then with the rest of that, you can make paper and do all other clothes.
Well, there's your bonus.
Fucking heaps of stuff. We just had a text in saying, why is this year the last ever J-Day?
Hey, who cancelled it? That's news to me. Wow.
Because it's not, mate.
Shit, man. They must know something I don't. Maybe the council of... No,
that
it's
doesn't
not.
Stop a day.
It's not.
They can't.
But hey, if that gets more people there, we'll call it the last ever.
Perfect.
Come on. It's the last before legalization, maybe.
Yeah, nice. Actually, yeah, good point. Yeah. Someone's saying ban the plastic bag. What's a good way to deliver if I was to sell copious amounts of weed to people? What other way would it be a nice way to do it? A hemp bag? That'd be rad, if you could put your weed in
here. The doubles as rolling paper.
If I
paper.
Was to sell copious amounts of weed.
Exactly, doubles as rolling paper, or fill it with water and it becomes a pipe. Yeah, it could be a doer. Of course, delivery marijuana is the norm overseas. We have this strange thing where...
It's funny you say that, because I've just pulled up a marijuana bouquet delivery service. It's like a beautiful bouquet with some nice buds in it. Where is this? Californian.
Yeah, I don't know why more people here don't do it. I mean, think about it from a dealer's point of view. They're getting all these kind of semi-strangers coming around to their house, knowing where they live. Overseas, they deliver. You know, you don't know where they live. They know where you live.
We're actually slow on the delivery game in general. Like a lot of, we're just starting to get the Urban Sherpa slash, what's the other, for Uber Eats, you know. Like, we're only just starting to get super lazy, which is good.
Well, maybe there'll be some Uber drivers that might do that on the side. You know, you call up the Uber Eat and you order a special and you know.
Dope.
Yeah.
Probably you get the right Uber driver.
Come on.
Just a wink and a nod.
Good feedback for that guy.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Anything else on the tip? We should probably just reiterate, J-Day is next week. We'll obviously have a big old chat about it.
Yeah, next week. Next Saturday, 6 May.
Right on. And I think one thing that's not as public, but... Oh, hang on. Here we go. Let's get the phone. Don't listen to me. Hello, BFM.
Yeah, word up for the whole marijuana debate.
Oh, word up, word up.
It changed the whole of New Zealand society.
The debate?
A lot of people got together properly rather than ignorantly, as with alcohol. And the man that was talking about how the marijuana can be used to protect our rivers. This is one of my dreams, is that the Queen's Chain for our waterways becomes the Queen's Chain. So you plant it in native trees or something that's going to do the business, and we don't let pine forests and things like that taint all our waterways the way they are.
Right. Yeah, I think most of the damage is literally just coming from dairy runoff.
We won't take the blame anywhere where it is, because multinational industry says that's the market, and we've got to produce for the market.
That's true.
But what we're talking about...
Or we find another market that produces for us, right?
That as well, and utilising that, protecting your waterways, because as you pointed out so accurately, our waterways are disgusting.
It's embarrassing. I remember back in the day of just being able to chuck out bombs and streams willy-nilly, and now it seems like you've got to do some kind of Google search before you go swim in a river, which is fucking not right, man.
No. Our whole concept with trying to fit in with the rest of the world to the disrespect of this country is bloody wrong.
Right on, man. Right on.
So that's one for the marijuana smokers, because they would have thought of that too, Al.
Hey, thanks, bud.
See you, bud.
See ya. So, J-Day, I don't know if I've told you, Chris, but the Mighty Herbsman are keen as to play. So
I hear. Well, I hear now. Awesome.
There'll be some sweet reggae jams. What else can people expect on J-Day?
Well, we have another secret surprise, but I can't reveal it yet. I'm hoping to reveal it next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting some mint eye contact here.
It's so good. I'm just so excited, but I'm not allowed to say it yet.
Oh, I think I know, but I can't say either.
No, you can't say it. who else? We've got Fats White, and we've got Jaffa Mafia. We've got the Auckland Patients Group having a little tea party where you can learn how to talk with your nana.
Oh, right. Just
We're going to do some little workshops on how to talk with your elders.
Oh, there's some good videos.
All the elders talking to the youngers. We want to bridge that gap.
There's some great videos online of like grandparents toking up. It's great watching. They're really vibing out on it. Someone's saying here about the West Auckland bust, 150 plants. That's a lot. You can't. I mean, when you're growing in the suburbs.
It sounds a bit like a lot, but it's not really. Mm. If you think of like, say, someone converting a warehouse, there could be thousands in there. And to be honest, it's these super big busts we just never hear about.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, it's a shame. Every bust is a real shame.
It is, because somebody's going to do time. Thank you so much, Chris, for another brilliant edition of Marijuana Media. Do tune in next week, everybody, and we will get on to the game, sort it out, get amongst, so to speak.
Let's go.
Yeah, right on, bro.
Let's go try this guy.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.